Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Clearfield and Elk Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Congratulations on getting home from your long deployment, and it's a new legislative session as well. What's it like to be back in the States?
It really is great to be back. I spent most of 2018 in the Middle East with the Pennsylvania Army National Guard on deployment. And I am just so thankful for the blessings that we all share as Pennsylvanians, as Americans, and with a newfound appreciation for those blessings, I am glad to be home, and I'm glad to be back in the seat representing the 75th Legislative District and serving the constituents of Elk and Clearfield counties. My legislative staff did a phenomenal job this year in serving constituents during my service time overseas, but now it's time to get back to working with my constituents personally and delving into the issues. We celebrated our swearing-in day on New Year's Day, convening the 203rd legislative session of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and I'm ready to get back into it. I'm ready to go.
And some legislation that was recently passed that will help people in districts like yours in particular has to do with ambulance companies and the way they're funded in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
I'm very excited to report that starting here in 2019, the state budget will provide for increased funding to aid ambulance services. And this is so important for our rural areas where ambulances are running many more miles on average per call in order to respond to incident scenes and in order to transport patients to the medical care that they so desperately need. And so for the increased Medicaid funding to be reimbursing these ambulance services is something that I've been calling for quite some time. And to finally have that implemented with the current year's budget is a great victory for rural areas. And then also coupling with that, Act 103 of 2018 also requires that private insurance as well as Medicaid reimburse ambulance companies for the treatment that they provide, even if that treatment doesn't involve transporting a patient, which this is common sense because you have great personnel, great trained medical individuals who respond with an ambulance to a scene, and sometimes they're able to fix that issue right on scene and not have to transport that patient. But up until this point, those patients' insurance have not been reimbursing those ambulance companies, and that's been leading to a lot of funding problems for our ambulances that make life in rural areas really possible for us to be able to respond to those emergencies. So some great positive improvements for 2019 ahead for our ambulance companies and something that I think is so important for our rural communities.
And as we go into the new year, into January, it's time once again for the Pennsylvania Farm Show. And of course, you're from a rural area. I'm sure that there's a lot of folks that are going to be involved.
The Pennsylvania Farm Show is an annual celebration of all great things that we have to share in rural Pennsylvania, specifically in the realm of agriculture. And that means so many things. We have so many different types of farms in our area, and agriculture can mean everything from growing crops to, of course, dairy, milk, and also forestry and forest products, paper. And we have all of these industries that are so important to our area. And so with the Farm Show convening on Saturday, January 5th, and running through Saturday, January 12th, this is our opportunity as Pennsylvanians to come together, celebrate the great contributions to our way of life that come from our rural areas, and to celebrate what it is that makes us so blessed every single day.
You're going to get a chance to get over yourself?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to going. And of course, the first stop's going to be the iconic Farm Show milkshakes, which anyone who makes it down, make sure you get a milkshake.
Well, Representative Gobler, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Gobler.